I'm Amber.
And I'm Becca.
From cranberries
to cows
and everything in between,
this is Forward Farming.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Forward Farming. I know it's been a couple of weeks. Amber and I have both been super busy, and that's life. Bless this mess. Today, I am going to do a little solo episode. I know I kind of talked about it on my Instagram, just all the changes that I've been doing mentally. So I wanted just to kind of like talk about my journey of how I went on my medication and now coming off of it and all the everything in between. So I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. If you ever have questions, I am pretty much an open book. I think it's just it's something that's really weird and hard to talk about for a lot of people, but honestly it's something that needs to be talked about more, because it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to get help and to feel better. Like, you shouldn't have to be stuck feeling bad. So I just want to start the episode out by saying that if you ever need someone to talk to, please message me. You're not alone, and I'm here to talk. So, I guess we'll go back to kind of the beginning of when I realized that something maybe wasn't quite right. I think I've always had maybe a little bit of anxiety. I mean, it's like, who doesn't, I guess, at times in their life? And it was always manageable, so there was no concerns that I ever had. And then when I had my third child, sweet Jackson, I feel bad because I feel like I blame him for all this, but I don't. It's just, it's postpartum, it's hormones, it's all the things, and he just happened to be the unlucky one that kind of flipped the switch for me. So after I had him, he was our most difficult baby, I think I would say. Obviously, like, Sophia, we were new parents, so that was something to get used to. Joe was a fairly chill baby, and Jackson was just, he was colicky, he was very needy, he didn't like to, he always wanted to be held, like, he was a lot. And, you know, then when you have two toddlers along with it, it adds up. And I think I kind of had a perfect storm with all of this coming. I went back to work way sooner than I wanted to, way sooner than probably any person should have to. I knew what I signed up for, obviously, when I was farming. You know, there's no like paid maternity leave when you're a farmer, and that's the reality of it, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. You know, my boss was great about letting me have some time off, but at the same time, it was like, I think Sophia, I was off 6 weeks. That was the longest I had off for maternity leave. And Joe, I think I went back about 5.5 weeks. And Jackson, I ended up having to go back, he wasn't even 6 weeks. It was maybe 4.5 weeks. It was too soon. I should have put my foot down and said no, but that's just not the type of person I am. So I regret that. I think I probably would have been better off if I gave myself more time to kind of heal and heal my body and mind. And so right from the beginning, it was a harder time for me. I remember I had to bring Jackson with me to work for the first week because he wasn't even old enough to go to daycare yet. Like, that's how early I had to go back, and I don't think that was right, but at the same time, I did it. I didn't put up a fight about it, so that was on me. But oh gosh, now I just lost my train of thought. This is the problem with solo episodes for me. I have all these mumbo jumbo thoughts, and honestly, I'm doing this in the car as I'm driving, very safely, of course, but so all these like thoughts just come, like I can't really go off an outline of what I wanted to all say, but you'll just have to bear with me. Okay, so I went back to work really early with Jackson. He was just kind of a hard baby to begin with, and I thought by sending him to daycare at 6 weeks old that it would help me because with Joe and Sophia, they both came to work with me for almost the first year. And I knew that I didn't want to do that with Jackson. It was so much. It was so difficult to work with a newborn. But I did it with Sophia and it wasn't awful, but then to do it with Joe, it got worse. And then with Jackson, it was in the heat of the summer that I had him, and I just knew, like, mentally I couldn't do it again. So that was a choice that I made, to send him to daycare so early, thinking that that would help, kind of, like, I don't know, give me a break almost and, like, just help me mentally. Newsflash, I think it helped a little bit not having to necessarily worry about him, but while I wasn't worrying about him, then I had to worry about pumping, and my body does not like pumping, and I got mastitis a lot, I got clogged ducts a lot. Like, it was a miracle that I made it to 8 months breastfeeding him, because it was just, oh my gosh, it was awful. So I think there was just a whole snowball of effects of when I just started to realize that, like, something wasn't right. I remember talking to a girl that I worked with right before Jackson's 6 month appointment, and we were just talking about, like, being tired all the time and, like, our moods and stuff like that. And she had been on, she had gone on Lexapro a few months prior. And honestly, I hadn't heard of it. I never would have thought that I needed to go on any medications. Like, I thought what I was feeling was normal. And looking back, not normal at all, Becca. Like, it took me way too long to realize this. But I guess my biggest things were I was tired all the time. And I just chalked it up to being like, okay, well, obviously, I'm a new mom. I work a lot. Like, no wonder I'm tired. When I would get home from work, I physically couldn't do anything but sit on the couch. I didn't want to do the dishes. Making dinner was, like, the hardest thing in the world to do. I didn't want to play with the kids. Like, I just wanted to sit there and zone out. Like, I can't even describe it. It took all that I had to do anything besides lay on the couch. And again, I just chalked it up to, like, being tired and, you know, thinking that I needed more sleep. Honestly, newsflash, that wasn't it. So anyways, I was talking to my friend right before his 6 month appointment, just about, like, everything I was feeling. And she's like, Becca, like, that's not normal. You should probably talk to your doctor about that. And I was like, really? You're telling me, like, I don't have to feel this way? And so that was kind of eye opening for me. In a good way. And so I'm, like, kind of hyping it up in my head, like, okay, I'm gonna talk to the doctor about this. Like, I'm gonna get on pills, I'm gonna feel so good. And then we got to the doctor, and his doctor, sweetest lady, and you know, we're going through the appointment, everything's good, everything checks out fine with him, like, he's a happy, healthy baby. And I couldn't get the words out to, like, talk to her about this. I don't know if it was embarrassment or thinking that, like, I should have just been able to handle it all on my own. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't do it. And then right as we were about to leave, she's like, all right, anything else? And I was like, actually, yes. I was like, I don't think how I'm feeling is normal anymore. And God, I'm gonna probably cry now. Saying those words was probably the hardest thing that I've, like, ever done in my life, because you don't want something to be wrong with you. You don't want to feel like you're being a bad mom, or, like, admit that you're not being the best mom that you think you should be. And she immediately sat right back down, and we talked for quite a while about everything I was feeling. Just everything. And she was like, okay, I have, you know, more patients I have to see, but I want you to come back. I want you to make an appointment. like, this week, I want to see you again, and we need to sit down and talk. And I was like, all right. And mind you, my doctor, she was so hard to get into because she's just one of those doctors that everyone wants to see. She's amazing. So, you know, here I'm thinking, okay, she wants to make an appointment with me. Well, it took me like 6 months to make an appointment with Jackson. But no, she made time for me. Like, it was, I don't know, before 8 o'clock in the morning, like a day or two later. And we sat down, filled out the, I don't know, they give you those forms about like your symptoms and how, I think there's like one on depression and one on anxiety, and you just fill it out like based on your symptoms, how you feel, like certain situations, how you react and stuff. And we filled those out and we immediately started talking about options. And she was like, she really drilled into my head like that it's not my fault. It's okay that I'm feeling this way, and that, and like, there's ways to help. Like, I don't have to feel this way. And part of me was a little skeptical because I'm like, okay, how is like a pill gonna just make me feel better? But she took the time to break it down. Basically my brain just was not producing enough serotonin. And so, we decided I was going to go on Lexapro. There was a chance, you know, that I would have to try a different drug, you know, but she said most patients, like, their first drug that they try is Lexapro. It works pretty well on people. So I'm like, all right, like, let's do it. So I started that right away, kind of weaned onto it. I would say it took about 4 to 6 weeks before I really started to feel the effects of it. And like, it was just, honestly, it was life-changing, you guys. I would have never thought that a drug could be life-changing like that, but it was like a switch had flipped. I had more energy again. Like, I wanted to do things. I didn't want to just sit on the couch like a potato. And it was amazing. It was exactly what I needed at that point in my life, and I have zero regrets. So, kind of fast forward, I was on it probably a year, and then I went back to my doctor, a new doctor, like my primary I went to, and we were just talking about like how I was feeling and stuff, and she's like, you know, I think that this is helping you, but I'm not sure it's helping you to the full effect that it could. So we ended up increasing my dose, and I did that for a couple months. But I did not like how it made me feel at that point. Like, it was, I don't know. I didn't have any, side effects with the dose I had previously been on. And then when I jumped doses, I started getting side effects that I just didn't like. Like, it wasn't worth the extra, I don't know how it works, extra serotonin. It wasn't worth it. So I pretty quickly went back down to my original dose, just kind of knowing that how I was feeling was manageable, and like, I didn't need the extra dose. And then fast forward to when I left my job on the dairy. Now, let me preface this by saying I loved dairy farming full time. Obviously it had its challenges. Obviously some days were better than others, but I truly did love it. But I knew that I couldn't do it anymore. Like, I've talked about it on other episodes. I had the aha moment that I just knew I had to leave. It was the best thing for my family and honestly for my mental health, which I didn't realize until after I left, like how big of a toll it was taking on me. And so I felt even better than after that, even though I was on the same dose, like just the mental health lift. It was just a lift, a burden off my shoulders of like everything that I kind of had to deal with there. So that was super helpful. So yeah, honestly, I kind of thought I would just be on Lexapro for like the rest of my life. Because no side effects, like it's not a very expensive drug through my insurance at least. And I didn't want to take the risk of ever going back to feeling like how I used to. But then, insert Becca working out, I've kind of been on a health kick the last, I don't know, probably the last year or two. And this last, starting in the spring, I decided to join First Forms. I've been on their app for quite a while, but I decided to kind of go all in on First Form and do their spring challenge, take the products, like, do the plan. Literally just do the plan. It's not a hard plan. No, wait. It's not a difficult plan, but it's hard. It's simple of what I need to do, but it's really easy to make excuses and not do what you need to do, if that makes sense. So honestly, I started that April 1st, the challenge started. The first few weeks were kind of like just kind of figuring out nutrition and using the app like intentionally and all that kind of stuff. And then I'd say at the end of April, I was like, okay, I am doing a good job with my nutrition, but like now I need to focus on the working out part of it. And for so long, I was like, I don't have time to work out, you know? I'm a busy person, which I am, but someone told me, or I heard on a podcast or something, it was like, don't say that you don't have time to work out. Say that working out and taking care of yourself is not a priority. Because that'll give you a real gut punch. I tell you what, people, like, yes, there are some days where I physically just don't have time. But for the most part, you can make time. You can, you know, I've showed on Instagram, like, how I do random workouts when I'm feeding cows sometimes. It's not the greatest workout. It's not like I'm, you know, it's not an hour long or anything like that, but I'm getting movement in. And honestly, getting any movement in is better than nothing. So I started doing that, and I feel so dang good. And my prescription, I had to go into the doctor to like have a checkup to refill my prescription. And in the time that I made the appointment to when I like got to the doctor, I was just like, you know, I don't think I actually need this anymore. Like, I kind of want to try to go off of it and see how my body does. It was one of those things, like, yes, I went on it postpartum, and if I need to go back on it ever, I absolutely will. I have no issues with it at all. I was kind of thinking, like, I've got some stubborn belly fat. This is just me being me, that I would love to have gone. And I feel like I've been doing so good with my nutrition and working out and stuff, and it's hard when you don't see a difference, you know? One of the side effects of Lexapro is weight gain, which I'm usually about the same weight, if we're being honest. Since I started Lexapro, I pretty much have stayed around the same weight, but it's really hard to get it off. So I don't know necessarily if I gained much weight, but I didn't fully lose it from being pregnant with Jackson, if that makes sense. And honestly, how much I weigh doesn't matter. How much or how I feel does. But since I was feeling so good, I'm like, well, if I try to do this and it like helps me lose a couple more pounds, that'd be cool. So that's that aspect of it. Like, it's entirely how I feel, not how I look. I just want to put that out there. But anyway, so I went to my doctor. I kind of told her everything that I was feeling. And when I filled out my anxiety and depression, like the forms that they have you fill out when you get to the doctor, y'all, there were barely any points on there. And I almost wish I should have asked her to see my first one, because I know that there was a lot. And I know that I came, oh my gosh, I've come so far. And I'm so dang proud of myself for talking to my doctor that one time, even though it was the hardest thing ever. So my doctor was cool with me trying to go off. She's like, you know, wean off of it. Otherwise, you'll get really bad withdrawals. And if you ever feel the need to go back on, you don't even have to see me. You call me and I'll put a prescription in. Like, don't ever feel like you can't go back on. Like, it's perfectly okay. It's there. Don't have any shame in it. And I 100% believe that. Like, if I feel like I'm going backwards to the kind of how I used to be, absolutely, I am calling my doctor and going back on it. But so I decided to wean off of it. I did all the Google searching to try to prepare myself the best I could. I was really hoping that I would not have any withdrawal from it, but hoping did not help. Honestly, last week was rough. It was rough. That's all I can say. I cut my dose in half for a while and then ended up stopping after that. And I was good for probably the first 2 days. And I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'm not gonna have any issues. Like, no withdrawal for Becca. My body is just awesome. And then all of a sudden it just hit me like mid-morning one day. I was stocking shelves at Walmart and I got so dizzy and so lightheaded, and I was like, oh, maybe I didn't eat enough for breakfast. And so I went, grabbed some food. Nope, that was not it. I was like, okay, maybe I didn't drink enough water. Nope, that was not it. So then I did a little recap of the withdrawal symptoms, and dizziness and lightheadedness were kind of at the top of the list. Some other symptoms were like brain zaps. I think those are the biggest ones. Luckily, I have not had any brain zaps. I don't know what it means, but it doesn't sound like fun. I just keep thinking of the one time that I accidentally touched my electric fence. Like, that was a brain zap. So yeah, last week was really rough. I think I had 3 days where it was hard to concentrate. It was hard to even like open my eyes. Like, I felt better if I was just laying down doing absolutely nothing. So that was kind of tough to get through, but I knew at the end of the day, like, I was going to get through it. I knew like I would feel better after that period. So I kind of just powered through it. I did, some Epsom salt foot baths, which, some people on Instagram told me to do. And then, actually my chiropractor recommended as well. Just to kind of help like detox the body of the medication. And whether or not that like super helped or not, I don't know. But the day after I did my first one was the day that I didn't have like constant dizziness. So I'd like to chalk it up to that. At this point now, I am off of it for a week and I still get little spells like where my brain is just kind of jumbled, but not all day. So it's not like I can't get what I need to done. So that's a plus, because honestly, in this last week, I have not worked out at all. I haven't really been able to go on my walks because I feel like I'm going to pass out if I do that. But it's been getting better. I've been able to like do chores and stuff, and I've been able to at least get moving around, especially this weekend and stuff. So I am very excited to kind of see how I feel in the coming weeks, and I'll keep you guys updated and how all that goes. But I just wanted to get that brain dump out there and let everyone know my experience with Lexapro. Like I said, it was life-changing for the season that I was in, and I hope in this next season maybe I don't need it, but if I do, I'll go back on. And I'm just excited to kind of see where this next phase in life takes me. I know as long as I kind of keep taking care of my body, I'll be okay. So, like I said in the beginning of this episode, if you need to talk, if you have any questions about my experience, or, if you just literally want to talk or ask anything, I'm here. You message me on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, all the things. Just find me and we can talk. Okay, I've been talking for a really long time, and I am at my destination. So, with that being said, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone who gave me suggestions and advice when I was on Instagram talking about it, because I know everyone's experience is a little bit different, but like everyone's like, oh my God, that withdrawal is no joke. And I would have never, I don't know, I would have never known that or thought about it, because people just don't talk about that kind of stuff. So that's why I felt it was important for me to share it on Instagram and like now sharing my whole story on here. So thank you to everyone that offered advice, and help through that. And, I really appreciate it. So before we wrap up, if you are not following us on all the things, make sure you go check out Forward Farming Podcast. You can find Amber over at Cranberry Chats. They are doing fun things, getting ready for cranberries this year and the marsh. And you can follow me at Becca Hilby. And if you haven't left us a review yet, we would love that. So thank you guys so much for listening. We are excited to get back recording together. We have a few fun guests lined up, and we will see you guys hopefully next week. Thank you for listening. Bye.